Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Chris and Amy's show today. I've got John Hancock in for Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. And as some of you, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that Granite City is my hometown. So I care a lot about it. And we do talk a lot about it, about the steel mill, which has faced some challenges in recent years, some up and down situations. And we're going to talk about that with the mayor of Granite City, Mike Parkinson. Also, there was a lot going on last week. There was some news about the mill. There was a shooting that took place right as the weekend started. So to talk about everything that has been going on and what the current situation is, the mayor of Granite City, Mike Parkinson, is with us on KMOS. KMOX, Mike Parkinson, good to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, good to see you. Good to talk to you guys. Morning.
Well, all right. So let's start first with the shooting, because I got a phone call from my mother and she said, "Do you know what's going on here?" And I said, "No." And there was a manhunt after a shooting took place outside of a pizza place on Johnson Road, which is a pizza place that I used to go to after Little League games subsequently. So tell us what happened, how that all went down, and then with the arrest, where we stand now.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the most amazing thing, and it was really a sight to see for our citizens, is just the overwhelming response to such a senseless violent act against a public servant, you know, that was only doing his job. And, you know, the shooting itself, it was just senseless. I mean, here's an officer that was going to help somebody, and next thing you know, he's in an ambulance headed to a hospital, right? With what could have been life altering or life ending injuries, and you know, for the public, man, I can't thank my citizens enough for the, you know, when the images were put out of the suspect fleeing on local TV, and the images came from, you know, canvassing the area and coming up with home cameras and ring doorbells, and you know, the pizza place you spoke of was very helpful. And you know, when the public saw those images, it was instantaneous. There was one name that just kept coming to the forefront, and you know, it wasn't long before, you know, these detectives and police officers and state police, and they did a great job of gathering evidence and putting this thing together. And you know, as you saw yesterday, it culminated in the charges that, as the state's attorney said, he could be facing up to 100 years in prison.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned, it was a swift, you know, we knew who he was pretty quickly because of the response from citizens in the area. The police officer who was shot is Tyler Timmons. He was shot a couple of times. The suspect fired five, and he was struck twice, correct? And also, is it correct that he is expected to make a full recovery?
Yeah, he's expected to make a full recovery. And let me tell you a little bit about Tyler Timmons. Tyler Timmons is a young officer. I believe he's been with the department for about 4 years. And, you know, even while he's laying in a hospital bed, his sense of humor and his loyalty to this police department and this city was unwavering. I mean, it was such a touching moment for me to, you know, to be there with him and such a hard moment for him and his family. And but throughout the whole thing, you know, he was in good spirits and this is just a young man that's living his dream of being a police officer. And my message to him as he was laying there, and I was probably the first one to get to the hospital other than our own paramedics. And I told him, I said, listen, you've got the support of a city and your brothers in blue are going to support you like you can't even imagine. I said, you don't even know what's going on right now in the city. And he smiled. And then, when his wife finally got to the hospital and got to see him, it was a tearful moment. And something that I hope none of my officers ever have to go through again. You know, this is the second time that we've had an officer shot within the last couple of years. And I served 26 years at the Granite City Police Department. Didn't happen one time in those 26 years. Mm. So, you know, these are two events that will last a while. They'll sting for a while. But, you know, these guys will get up and they'll put their uniform on every single day and get right back at it without fear. And I commend all of them for that, you know, from the U.S. Marshal Service, the state police, the county, all the local agencies. And then, you know, my men and women, they're a different breed. They really are. They get up and face that danger every day.
I feel a lot of times like we citizens kind of take our police officers for granted. And it takes sometimes something like this to remind us that these folks really are putting their lives on the line to keep us safe. Your community over there, Mayor, in Granite City is a tight-knit one. How big is your police department, and how do you assess the public safety situation in Granite City right now?
Well, we're about 52 officers, and we, you know, I look at the stats, I look at the numbers, I look at the crime rates, and you know, statistics are always they're funny, right? Because anybody can put any kind of statistics together and make a ham sandwich out of it. But I feel the pulse of this community. I'm out in it a lot. I'm a very visible mayor. So I stay in touch with my police department quite a bit. You know, I feel like I still belong there, right? So, we have a community that really doesn't see violence like this. This is an anomaly for us, and we'll get back to normalcy here real soon. These guys are vigilant. There's been changes in laws recently that I think do have an effect on how they operate. There was a lot of talk yesterday in the media about, this guy that shot our officer. I don't even want to say his name and give him any notoriety, but this guy, this coward that shot our officer, there's a lot to say about, you know, his criminal history and whether he should still have been locked up or not. And, you know, look, these are laws that are put in place, and the policemen have to abide by them. The state's attorney has to follow them. To put blame on that is Monday morning quarterback, right? Could he have went to trial and been found not guilty? Who knows, right? We're looking at playing Monday morning quarterback is never fun, and it's never really a fair assessment. But I will tell you that the job that I did and the ability that I had to put handcuffs on people and for just being a general nuisance, those days are gone in Illinois. I just wish that when they were writing that law, that they would have really sat down at the table instead of at 3 o'clock in the morning passing a law. I wish they'd have sat down and had serious conversations with law enforcement, because I think there are some unintended consequences that come from the Safety Act. While I understand that people shouldn't be sitting in jail just simply because they can't afford the bond and somebody with money can, I certainly think that is a good aspect of the law, but the unintended consequences of taking arrest powers away from police officers and taking away the ability for a judge to decide whether somebody should be in jail or not, limiting that ability and taking away some of the arrestable offenses, I'm not so sure it's good for our communities. And I think that they really need to take a look at this and make some changes.
Granite City Mayor Mike Parkinson with us on KMOX. Have you had any conversations with the state since this happened?
Not since it's happened. I've just been far too busy and you know, try to heal a community and you know, just be there for my men and women. I think there will definitely be some tough conversations coming up. And I think that the legislature is trying to do something good with this. I think the intent of it was honorable. I think it's just those unintended consequences that need to be looked at, and those unintended laws that were put in there, that just doesn't benefit the public. And maybe a reason that we're seeing, more of these people out on the street. It's just a tough thing. And I think people were trying to do the right thing, but I think it really, really does. We need to take a step back and reevaluate it.
Yeah. And just as an aside, we've had these two very recent incidents in Chicago on the train where the woman got burned, somebody else got shot. And these public policies do have real world consequences.
They do. And in a lot of cases, and I'm not saying that's the case here, but in a lot of cases, it's somebody that has some mental deficiencies as well. It just seems a few years back when the government was looking for ways to cut budget, the first thing that they cut is health care for the mentally ill. And I think that, you can look at building more prisons and putting more people in it. But you can also look at getting the mental health facilities back on track. If you remember when we were young, there was a big facility in Alton, Illinois. I just don't think those beds are there. And short-term treatment for some of these people just doesn't work. If they're not in a controlled environment and having to stay on their meds, I think you'll see a lot more of some of this violence that's related to mental health as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mayor Parkinson, the city of Granite had a pretty eventful week, not just this event that we're talking about, but the news of U.S. Steel reopening a blast furnace. So what exactly does that mean for Granite City Steel?
Well, yeah, Merry Christmas, right? I mean, you've got a community that's reeling, and then, you're handed a box and you open it up and, hey, look, we're going to put, 300 to 600 people back to work. Good for the area. Good for, like I've said, this isn't a Granite issue. This is a regional issue, and these are regional jobs, and it means something for railroad workers. It means something for truck drivers. It means something for finishing companies. It means something for everybody, and it's good for America. The union had been saying all along, been telling Mr. Dave Burritt that we produce a lot of your steel here, and I don't know how you're going to fill the orders, as they got into it and the new management kind of came in, they started looking at these numbers and realized that they weren't going to be able to meet their goals and the tickets that they had. So they're going to fire this thing back up, at least one of them. Now, what we got to hope for, Chris, is that, and Amy, this isn't a short-term gap for them, that they're doing it just to fill in orders until they can get their new plants built in other states. We want them to really take a look at this, invest some money here, fire this thing up and keep producing steel here, or look, let's look at some land, or let's clean some stuff up and put some of your clean ovens here and continue to produce steel. So we're just hoping it's not a short-term gap and a short-term Band-Aid for them, and that they continue on their plan, and then we're faced with the same issue in a couple of years.
Yeah, and so let's say this is sustainable, and Granite City Steel is operating, working, people are there. What is the impact on your local economy when that plant's running versus when it's not?
Well, you know, I've said it a million times, is that a lot of these guys make decent wages, and they're union jobs, so they all don't live in Granite City, but, you know, they do travel here every day. They stop at a grocery store. They stop at Park Grill. They stop at Jerry's. They do spend money here, and it does have an impact on the local economy. Just having that manufacturer here, the fear is that they close and they let the property deteriorate, and they keep coming back for a reduced footprint on their tax bill, and we start seeing a shrinking, you know, tax collection on that property. And I've been pretty vocal about it, and that if they are going to shut this thing down, I'm pushing legislators to start enacting things to see exit strategies and decommissioning plans. And, you know, I've had that conversation with our governor. I've had it with Nikki Budzinski and our federal legislators, and hopefully they understand that we have to get something done on that front. Otherwise the taxpayers are going to be left holding the bag on a cleanup process, you know, down the road. That's not fair.
Lastly, Mayor Parkinson, when you say that it's somewhere between 400 and 600 people coming back to work, are these past employees of U.S. Steel, or are you talking about new hires too?
Well, it's a combination of both. You know, I think some of the guys have moved on and found other employment, and may not return. I think that clearly you'd like that labor to come back, but you don't have to retrain. But that may not be the reality. And I think Cleveland Cliffs has some employees that aren't working right now. So, you know, maybe you can slide some of those steel workers from other regions over here. And hopefully if you're bringing people in from outside, they're also looking for real estate. And I think our real estate market in Granite City is on the upswing. It's quite possibly the best it's been in quite some time. We just saw another house in Granite sell for over $500,000. So those are prices we haven't seen in a long time, and I don't think they're inflated. I think that just the city's in a growth spurt, and good things are happening over there. And, the good Lord's shining on us right now, that's for sure.
Mayor Mike Parkinson of Granite City, Illinois, we appreciate your time. Thank you for giving it to us today.
Yep, great to see you guys. Great to talk to you guys again. Have a great day.
That is Mayor Mike Parkinson of Granite City with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.